WCFWFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Too much. 1057 CFW.
Jingle bells rock, jingle bells swing, and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Happy holidays from the Valley's Fun Station, 105.7 CFW.
traveling for the holidays? Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere with the free Civic Media app. Just search Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, in the Google Play or App Store and keep the fun going.
CFW.
Crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Baby, 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 baby
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
know it's true. Everything I do.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. CFW.
Brother Bellas in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we pulling for some gas. Officially pasted poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Bella speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Stuck around TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey. By the rights, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
My face.
80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app, look for CFW, and stream us anywhere, anytime.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Today we're looking at a principle called the Gingles test that federal courts use when determining whether a gerrymandered redistricting map is a violation of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. How that test is interpreted can determine whether minority voters can elect the candidate of their choice or their vote is diluted by an anti-voter state legislature. A group of black voters sued the North Carolina legislature in 1982, arguing their voting districts violated the Voting Rights Act by diluting their vote and keeping black North Carolinians from electing the candidate of their choice. Before it came to trial, Congress clarified the VRA to say intentional discrimination didn't need to be proved, just the effect of discrimination was enough to be a violation of Section 2. Thornburg versus Gingles created a three-part test for federal courts to use when considering whether a VRA violation had occurred. It stipulates the minority group is sufficiently large and geographically compact to constitute a majority in a single-member district. The minority group is politically cohesive, usually voting the same way, and the white majority votes sufficiently as a bloc, usually defeating the minority's preferred candidate. As shown in the recent overturning of Louisiana's new congressional map, the interpretation of geographically compact and politically cohesive still leaves wiggle room for discrimination. We have more on Gingles and the VRA at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at PeckRoofingInc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of those projects are still in the construction phase, however, and may not be completed for a couple of years. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about Medicare scammers during open enrollment season. The open enrollment period will run until December 7th, and during this time of year, scammers begin to target older residents who may not be as suspicious of the scam. DATCP officials say if you're not sure if a Medicare agent who has contacted you is legitimate, you should hang up and call Medicare yourself. Scams should be reported to the DATCP Consumer Protection Hotline. Three men involved in a bar brawl in Rice Lake in 2023 have been ordered to pay over $23,000 in restitution. According to court documents, two Rice Lake men and a Dallas man were involved in the altercation at Mr. Bob's Bar that left another man severely injured. The victim was found in the parking lot behind the bar by authorities, unable to move his left arm and bleeding from the face. He had allegedly told the three defendants to leave the bar because they were making people uncomfortable. All three were criminally charged. A group of Western Wisconsin residents have signed an online petition opposing a solar energy project in St. Croix County. XL Energy is still planning the 5,000-acre solar farm and has yet to submit its application to build it to the Wisconsin Public Services Commission. Residents opposing the project say they're concerned about the project's impact on farming and wildlife. XL Energy officials say construction on the solar farm would provide hundreds of jobs and aligns with their goal to provide 85% carbon-free energy by 2030. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 20s with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop down to around 12 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming a little breezier in the afternoon with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 15.
CFW.
Thank you.
1057 CFW. 1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. Sending all my they say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. And love and a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, you stay by me. I'm forever.